Merch. Thanks so much for tuning in to an all-new episode and crazy episode of Social Blend. This week, I had one of my best friends on the show, Ryan. We talked about body positivity and loving your body no matter what shape or form it is. And while we were doing it, we had a little too much to drink. And, well, let's just say I never recorded the episode. So finally, when I plugged in the mic and it started to record, I got my reaction and Ryan's reaction. So here's that reaction now. I didn't have the microphone plugged in.
Oh. That whole time?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
What?
Wait.
This is not good.
Recorded nothing?
No.
Georgie.
I'm recording right now.
Now you're recording?
Oh my god. All right, wait.
I'm gonna fuck Georgia.
So after that, we had to re-record the entire episode. Well, actually record it. So here it is, without further ado, myself and Ryan, after 4 glasses of wine throughout the show, here is body positivity. Hello.
Hello.
So we are taping this or recording this for a second time. The first time we did the entire episode, and all of a sudden probably the last few minutes, I'm looking at the computer and I don't see any type of I didn't see anything. Now,
you didn't see the mic moving up?
Yeah, I didn't see any type of music, like, sound going on. So, but here's the issue, everyone. I'm 2 bottles in. I mean, no,
yes.
two glasses. Bottles. Two wow. glasses. 2 glasses. Oh my gosh.
Yes, and I just poured my 3rd one, so...
Yeah, well,
I think it's going to be a tipsy podcast today, guys.
Yeah, tipsy podcast.
Sorry.
It's right. Those are always the best ones. Actually, no, this is my 3rd glass right now, so...
Exactly. It's just going to be a real, truthful podcast.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about us fabricating anything.
Yeah, nothing will be fabricated. 100% authentic and real.
Okay. Authentic, real, and drunk.
All right. So wait, let's talk about one thing. Well, first things first,
yeah.
You were the last person I saw before this whole quarantine thing happened.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's right. I remember your sister wanted all these friends over when your dad shut it down.
Yeah.
He was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, he was like, no. And then
he was like, no.
Yeah, but then, no, but wait, were you there at the end? Stephanie's like, all right, actually, all the parents said no, too. And we're like, yeah, people are
Wait,
dying.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
I know.
See,
like,
I wasn't sure because of the type of people that they are. You know, I'm trying to say that in the nicest way possible.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised. But yeah. I'm happy that they were all very cautious, just like your father was, because it is very real and very serious.
Yeah.
And please, quarantine... And isolate yourself if you can, because it's real.
I know.
I've known a few people that have died, had their parents died, had whoever died, and
I
it's
know.
Real.
Wait, a lot of people from school, though, like their parents, a lot of kids
I know.
It's scary.
I know, a lot of people that I know, too, and I'm just like, wait, what?
I know, I'm like, wait, your mom was what? How old? I'm like, oh my god,
that's
this is scary.
Saying. And it's just like, you know, just listen to what everyone is saying. Just wear your mask. Wash your hands, bring your Germex, bring whatever.
I
just
know.
Make sure that you're being cautious. And not only cautious, but considerate. And that's
yes.
all I would say about quarantining.
Yeah. And, but honestly, like, I will be the first one to say I'm so over it.
I know.
I need my life back. I mean, right now is such, like, usually right now is the time where I'm booking my trip for, like, California.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
without me, per
yeah,
usual.
No, but I want, no, the next time I go to California, we have to go together because I want to go to the wineries.
Yes, that's like, let me tell you guys something. Georgie always goes everywhere without me, like, with all his other friends that I can care less about. And I'm like, no, we would have so much fun together. Like, just take me. Like, yeah, we're always on the same page. Me and Georgie are always on the same page, so I know that when we go on vacation together, it will be perfect.
Yeah, it will be.
Perfect, because we're both cheap as fuck.
Cheap as fuck. And then just like,
we both like to eat real good. So.
And also, we're bougie, but like, you know, like I told you earlier, when it comes to traveling, I'm like, well, listen, if we gotta stay at a hostel, we gotta stay at a hostel, and that's it. Like,
hey, then we just gonna stay at a hostel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not judgmental.
No, and listen, hostels, I mean, they have a bad rap or whatever. People say, like, they're dirty, they're this.
There's a movie out called Hostel.
Yeah, and he kills everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. It's literally the craziest movie ever.
Well, no, like, so this is, shit. Yeah, so this is what we do, though. When I do go and we stay at hostels, a few times I've stayed alone, but I've never had issues. But, when we stay in hostels, usually we all go into the same room. So if there's a dorm with four beds, we just all grab a bed. Some, like, well, it's usually like three of us that go, but the fourth bed, we usually just, no one ever comes. Or if someone does come, they're usually out the next day, or we're usually gone the next day. So it's never,
oh, okay.
It's never been an issue where it's like we're with strangers. So that's always been good. But hostels,
well,
I will tell
you. If you do it, then I should be fine doing it, because you are more bougie than me.
Yeah.
So if you're okay with this, then I should be okay with it.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm definitely more of a germaphobe. I've always been, like, such a germaphobe.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're a germaphobe.
So the fact that, like, I think, yeah, the fact that I think it's okay, I feel like everyone would feel like it's fine. It's not as bad as it seems, and honestly, a lot of hostels are clean. A lot of hostels. They really keep up. It's nice, modern, and yeah. And the people that work there are usually also travelers, so they always help you. They always know the hottest locations, if you want to go clubbing, if you want to do anything like that, they always know. Or, like, you know, sightsee, anything like that. So.
Okay, folks, so y'all heard it. Next time he goes on vacation, I'm coming, and if I'm not there, you guys all need to go off on him.
Yeah.
Because this is just ridiculous at this point. He never has taken me on vacation. We never went on vacation before. It's just him and his little other friends.
I know. No, but it. Can I tell you something? My best friends are the only ones that have never been on a trip with me. It's, like, weird. Like, the people, like, you know, Danielle and Stephanie, I've never been on vacation with them.
I know, and I love Danielle and Stephanie. They're, like,
yeah, and
beautiful.
And they're, like, my best friend. Like, you guys are all, like, the closest to me, and we've never been on vacation. I don't know why. It's, like, crazy, but I don't know.
It's okay. It's going to come soon.
It's going to come soon.
Summer 2021.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lit podcast with us, Danielle, Stephanie. Yeah. And we're just going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be fun.
And I can't wait.
I like to vacation with people that are easygoing. I mean, sometimes I go on vacation with people that aren't easygoing, but a lot of people, I know, but a lot of people are, you know, they're, I don't like to be in control, but I feel like when people aren't easygoing, I feel like now it's time where I have to get and be in control. So, yeah.
It's not about being in control. It's about when you're on vacation, you at least want to just have your day, like your itinerary set up.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
Like, but also, time. Like,
yeah.
Until 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And then 6 p.m., you're free to do whatever the fuck you want. But yeah. 6 p.m., I'm exploring. I'm giving my money to the I'm seeing the city, state, and country, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then after that, we can do whatever. Then you could be the bitch that you want to be, the lazy person that you want to be. But until then, shut up.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing.
Well, my one thing I will say about me on vacation, I love my pictures. I have to always take pictures. And I feel like everyone that that go with me are always, like, rolling their eyes. But I don't care, because I need my pictures.
Well, so, I'm used to you taking pictures, so that wouldn't really bother me.
Yeah, that wouldn't even, but yeah. And you like to take pictures too, so I feel like it wouldn't be like, oh my god.
Exactly.
So, all right, what are you drinking? Let's get that over with.
All right. So I'm three wine glasses deep into some Carlos Rossi red wine. It's the sangria. It's sweet.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's light.
Yum.
And it gets you a little fucked up. So that's how I'm doing right now.
All right. I'm drinking some Barrentora Moscato.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, and it's a product of Italy. So, gotta support my culture.
And let me tell you guys something. Giorgi will never let you fucking forget that he's Sicilian.
Yeah.
Okay? It doesn't even stop at him. It's his mother, sister, everybody.
Well,
they won't let you forget it.
Yeah, well, because I'll tell you why. In Italy, they always want to bash Sicily, because Sicily is, you know, an island that honestly a lot of blacks went to, Middle Eastern people went to, and you know, they kind of lived there.
They're just darker in skin tone, and because everyone's so fucking ignorant,
yeah,
they just are racist towards them.
And so it's weird.
I love Sicilians, and I'm always in there for them. And if someone has something negative to say with them, I'm like,
Yeah, and it's like really messed up. So I always just really support like Sicilians and Sicilian people, and you know, I'm always proud, like, you know, Ariana Grande says she's Sicilian, Lady Gaga says she's Sicilian. Like, that says a lot, because that
really?
Means
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
I love her voice, but I know she's a bitch in person. So it's like,
ugh,
I hate that.
Wait, she is a bitch?
I heard she's a bitch in person, like really a bitch.
Maybe.
I know,
honestly,
like,
she has the look, but I don't know, whatever. But yeah, so that like that means a lot, because like a lot of people bash us, even though like we've made half of the food
but
that
you guys have the best food.
Well, that's the thing.
Best
a lot
of like family.
Yeah, and a lot of what we made migrated to Northern Italy. So like a lot of our items that we made, they migrate up there. Like, they stole our food.
Did arancini come from Sicily? Because
yeah.
Cut you off something.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
And now they call, those motherfuckers call them rice balls.
Rice balls.
I mean, what?
Yeah, I know. I heard that before. I went out to eat somewhere, and I was like, oh, is that arancini? He's like, what are you talking about? So I pointed it to it, and he was like, oh, rice balls? I'm like, no, motherfucker.
Yeah, no.
Arancini.
Yeah.
Learn your fucking
I know. You know what? I feel like, you know, Sicily was always bashed and stuff like that, and I think it's because they don't want us to, like, you know, say the truth of the fact that a lot of our food items were stolen and brought up to there, and now they just want to act like they made it. You know? Like, Northern Italy made those items up, and, like, you know, the type of dishes and stuff like that.
Yeah, fuck Northern Italy.
That's a mess.
But that's just me, and I'm drunk. So, guys, honestly, yeah. I'm sorry.
Nothing we say is real.
No, nothing negative we say is
real. I love my family in Torino, Northern Italy, and...
Now you're trying to shout them out.
You know? I love, we didn't mean anything like that. But anyway,
but
no, it's fine, please. I really don't care, all of that. So, Ryan and I have known each other for 10 years. Isn't that crazy? She's gone. Hello?
No, I'm here.
Oh.
I'm here. What did you say?
I said we'd known each other for 10 years. This year is 10 years.
Yes, and that's so beautiful.
It's crazy.
And let me tell you guys something. I love Giorgi's family. From the first day I went there, they accepted me and treated me like their own. And it was just overwhelming how much love I received from them from the very first day. So... I love y'all. Y'all stuck with me forever, so I don't care.
I know.
And Giorgi will be the godfather of one of my kids, so I'm just letting y'all know now.
You're like when Cardi B's like, we gonna have beef forever.
Forever. Okay?
Oh my god. I know, it's like so weird. It was like, it's like that kind of friendship that's like, okay, that's it. All right, that's it. We're friends now.
Well, it was just like, when I met you guys, I just felt like I just always gravitated towards the energy, towards mm-hmm. the love, and I just always wanted to be around that kind of positivity. So
yeah.
I was like, well, this is the family that I, you know, I could kick jiggy with. Yeah. So I just was like, but then it was like, we've been through so much together over the years. It's like, at this point,
I know, it's
sometimes
crazy.
You know, we don't talk all the time. I don't see you guys all the time, you know, now that I'm getting older.
Yeah.
But if the love is still there, and every time I go over there, I feel nothing but good energy, and I never feel weird or like I'm being judged or anything.
Well, yeah, that's what I always say. I'm like, if you could have a friend that you don't talk, I mean, it's not like we talk every day. I mean, we sometimes go months without talking, but the second we see each other, it's like, all right, that's it. Kick back right up. Like, it's never, like,
because
awkward.
Everything, like.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, it's never, like, an awkward moment. What?
Right. I'm like, we can't discuss what we talk about on here, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just know it's juicy.
Yeah, always juicy. Oh, my gosh. And, what else? Oh, it's Gemini season. Hello?
Yes, birthday's on Sunday. Can't do shit.
I know.
I don't know. I can't even get my hair done, my nails done. I can't do anything. I'm just look crazy on my birthday.
I know. It's crazy, but that's it. This is what we gotta deal with. I know.
It sucks, but hey, insane. What are we gonna do?
I know. We're so, like, my mom's turning 50 this year. We're actually supposed to do something.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
At first, we were going to have a party for her. And then I was just like, and then one day she was like, randomly, she's like, okay, I want to go to the city and like stay there for the weekend. And I'm like, actually.
You could still do that.
That's a good idea.
I mean, it's not as busy. So yeah. Not perfect, if anything.
I know, I'm just scared that, because, like, they're the most people dying. But at the same time, we also have the most people, too. So it's kind of like, is there a difference? Like, and I work in the city of whatever. I'm not going to say it, but we live in, like.
Yeah, whatever.
I work in, like, the biggest city in New Jersey, or one of the biggest cities in New Jersey. So, like, is there really a difference?
I think it's the biggest.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Mean, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, yeah, so, like, is there really a difference? I don't know. I guess not, but.
It's just about being cautious. Just wash your hands, yeah. Don't touch your face.
Well, luckily, I've always done that. I've always been such a germ freak and all that. And
always.
Like, before this even happened, I would literally out the men that didn't wash their hands in the bathroom at work. I would be like, listen.
Dirty always had his little skincare routine, like Nivea face lotion.
Don't say the name; it's secret.
They don't know which one.
No, I know they don't know. I don't know, but yeah. So I don't know what else. All right, so let's talk about body. Let's talk about body positivity, and let's act like we're in Napa Valley Vineyards, sipping on the wine and talking about life. So first we will talk about, I'm sorry. I feel like I can't even talk. Okay. So for body positivity, I feel like everyone has a different term for body positivity. For me, body positivity is being able to look at yourself and compliment yourself into where you are at that moment. And to just be positive about your body and love your body. Because, you know, unless you get surgeries, you're stuck with that body.
Absolutely.
Now, what is the perfect body? That's what I want to talk about.
The perfect body is whatever you like as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So if you yourself like big tits, if you like small tits, if you like your tits, then it's fine.
Yeah.
And that's just it.
Yep.
That's all that it is. Because you have to think about it. Some people like skinny people. Some people prefer chubbier people. It's all about preference.
It's all about preference.
So there really is no such thing as a perfect body. It's just your ideal body. If you like, if you're comfortable with yourself, that's what the perfect body is to me. As long as you're comfortable, then it's perfect.
Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable, then figure out what it is that you want to change about it.
Yeah.
And do it. Then make sure that it's in a healthy way. And make sure that it's for the right reasons.
Yeah. And I feel like, well, okay, so for me, like, the perfect body would be whatever you are comfortable with yourself. And, you know, when it comes to other people, exactly, it's your reference. It's what do you see as the perfect body? I mean, there are, you know, people that see the perfect body as skinny, people that see perfect body as thick or big. And it's different for everybody. And, you know, that's, you know, an amazing thing.
But it is.
Yeah, it is. And especially when you can look at yourself and say, wow, you look great today. Like, that's a huge, huge thing.
And I feel like that's what everyone should do every day when they wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up, look at yourself, and just find positive things to say about yourself and your body.
Yep.
Because when you begin to point out all the negatives, you start to engulf yourself with this negative energy about yourself. And then it just won't go away. It's just always in the back of your mind.
Yeah. And my mom...
And then the thing is...
Sorry, my mom always said, never look in the mirror for too long because you're going to start to see your imperfections. And it's true. When I look in the mirror sometimes, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I want everything done.
No, I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this, I don't like that. This could be this way, this could be that. Like, yeah, anything could be better, anything could be upgraded. But it's like, when you accept something for what it is, then that should just be enough.
Yep.
And that will be enough once you have accepted that.
Yep.
And that's what people need to understand when 100%. It comes to their body. Like, here's my thing, because the other day I was watching 600 Pound Life, and they're unhappy. And they're unhappy, but they can also do something about it. You know what I mean? They can easily change their diet and do this. So it's possible to get to where you want to be. It may not be like what you see everywhere else, but it's good enough for you because that's how you were created in the first place. If you were supposed to be, or supposed to look another way, then you would have been born to look like that way, but you are not.
And also, it takes time. I mean, I feel like people don't realize, you know? And, I mean, one thing, like, before we, you know, before... when we were first talking, like, we don't discriminate against plastic surgery. You know, I've never, like, I mean, there has been times where I'm like, ew, oh my God. But, like, it's not something where it's like, oh, I would never. I mean, that's, like, I don't judge when it comes to plastic surgery. If you want to get plastic surgery, if you want to change your look, that's on you. You go ahead. I will support it 100%. But... it's the whole thing about what the world wants you to look like, what the world thinks you should look like, that makes me crazy. And
no, yeah, it's definitely the media bringing everyone to feel like they have to look a certain way, and they don't.
Yeah. And it drives people crazy. And, you know, it takes time to get to a certain point. You know, I've been losing weight, and it's been taking time. It's been, like, 2 years, and, you know, I'm at a point where it's, like, sometimes I wake up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's, like, you're bigger than you were when you first started your weight loss journey. What the hell is going on? But I feel like that's all in our heads. It doesn't have to be like that, and that's why with body positivity, we need to start complimenting ourselves. We need to start, you know... saying what we need to hear. And, you know, when you were saying, like, I did such a good job, do I, you know, accept compliments, stuff like that? And I said, no, I don't accept compliments. Whenever someone, you know, says a compliment to me, I always just shrug it off. Like, well, thank you, but I don't think so. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's crazy what the world makes you think about.
Yeah, the whole, it really is all in the mind. It's all about mind control and being persuaded. Mm-hmm. Because it's like the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're known for their bodies, how curvaceous they are, and whatever. Yeah. And you know, the thing is, this is why it's confusing. Because it's like all of, let me tell your listeners, I am a black female. So all of our lives, we figured, like, big lips were not in, big asses were not in, big boobs are not in, having all these curves are not in. And then it's like you see someone else from the mainstream media come in with all these curves and lips and this and that, and then it's accepted. And then not only is it accepted, it's idolized. And now that it's idolized, people are going out of their ways to get plastic surgery to look like everyone else that they've seen on social media because they feel like that's what the typical body should look like. And in reality, that's not true.
Yep. And, you know, like you were saying, like how, especially with black women, I mean, black women are looked at, like they're looked down at all the time. I mean, now things are starting to change, but come on, you guys were always looked down as big, you know, as
smart ass.
Yeah, like all the fat ass this, and now suddenly it's like being now suddenly it's being praised all the time. Like
which
would be good if it was you guys, but it's not. You know, like it's on a white woman's body.
My only concern is that okay, if you genuinely want to have plastic surgery to enhance your body because you want to feel comfortable within yourself.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're doing it for other people because you want to look like a certain person or because you feel like a person who looks like that is more accepted than a person who does not.
Yeah.
Then you fucked up. Mm-hmm. You did it for all the wrong reasons. And you're still going to feel insecure because when that whole trend is over, when the fat asses aren't in and the big tits aren't in and the fake belly buttons and the no curves and shit is not in.
Yep.
Then what? What are you gonna do now? You can't reverse the surgery. You can't.
I know.
Like,
it's crazy.
You know what I mean? So it's like if you do want to go into surgery to enhance your body, then make sure that you're doing it for you. Because that goes into body positivity. Like it's gonna make you feel more positive as a person. And I am so down for that. Because I'm getting a breast reduction in 2 weeks. I've always had big boobs. They've never been, like, they hurt my back. They're just in the way. My clothes never fit correctly. And you know what? I'm getting a breast reduction, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing this for myself. I'm not doing it for...
You're not doing it for the Instagram.
And fucking, I'm not doing it for anyone else but me.
Yeah.
Because I'm content with myself enough. Where it's like, you know what? I'm cute. My body is good enough for now. I mean, maybe after quarantine, I maybe need to work out a little bit. But I'm okay with my curves and my muffin tops and my rolls in the back. I think my rolls are sexy.
Yeah.
That makes me look like a real person.
Yeah.
A real person.
Yeah.
I have rolls. I have a little cellulite. I have, you know, I don't have a gap between my thighs. They work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to me, that's sexy.
Yeah.
So I hope that everyone else who, I hope anyone who feels insecure about their body can just somehow, some way make it sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Put on some cute lingerie. Put on some cute clothes. You know, enhance the parts of your body that you do like. Point out the things that you do like. And maybe your whole mindset will change on how your body should be.
Yep. And that's the one thing. Our, like what I was saying before, we are our worst critics. And to get over that hump and ignoring that voice in our heads that always puts us down, you will be set forever. I mean, to just love yourself like that, it's amazing. And, you know, with my, like, I have a space in between my teeth, and I've always said, like, oh, I don't like it. Oh, my gosh, I wish I got braces, blah, blah, blah. You know, then, like, 2 years ago, I started, and I liked my space. And I was like, you know what? I actually like it because it really...
You have a good bone structure.
Yeah. And now the universe has heard me that I like that I like my space, that now my wisdom teeth are coming in, and they're making my teeth straight, and they're connecting all my teeth. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's just like, you know, at the end, that's taught me is, like, just be happy. Like, just be happy. You don't like your nose? Well, guess what? Love it.
Because my high school fat, listen, let me tell you something. My high school fat is way skinnier than my college fat, and it's way skinnier than my current fat.
Exactly.
Like, I thought I was fat in high school.
Yes.
Now, I'm, like, fucking 30 pounds. Not even fucking...
No, I get it. I get it.
And I'm like, damn, I thought I was fucking huge.
Yeah.
I thought I was just not huge. And this and that. And like, you, the thing is, you'll never truly be fully happy with yourself because there's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. And that's fine.
Yeah.
There's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
Always. Yep. Every time. You can always do better. And that's a good mindset to have.
It is.
But it is also good, like you said, to also live in the moment and be appreciative and grateful for what you have at the moment, because it could be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who were super skinny in high school,
yep,
had a baby, and now they're not skinny no more.
Yeah. I know.
And they always thrived on being super skinny in, mm-hmm, high school, but now they don't have that, so now it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could change. Real quick.
It could change in an instant, but as long, yeah, as you love yourself throughout every process, as long as your mindset, mm-hmm, is like, well, I gave life.
Yeah.
I just pushed life out into this world. Like, my body did miracles, and for that, I accept that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's how everyone should be looking at their body.
100%. 100%. And, like, you know, with me, it's like I've lost this weight, and... You know, like I said, there's times where I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh. But at the end of the day, it's like I need to focus on, wow, you look what you did. Like, you did that. Like, no one else did that. You did that. And I feel like people push themselves down so much. And I really wanted to talk about that because I've talked to, you know, many people and, well, not many, like 3 people. One of them being my cousin, who's lost a lot of weight. He looks great. And he says, listen, I'm the same way. I still think I'm big. Like, I've lost so much weight, and I still look at myself as this fat slob. Like, I feel like
But is that necessarily a bad thing? Does that motivate you to lose more or to just get yourself to where you really, truly want to be?
Where I'm at right now, I don't know. Because where I'm at right now, I just keep telling myself that you look good and you've worked hard and you need to stop thinking that way. And, you know, I don't think it really makes me say, okay, that's it. You got to lose more weight. But for me, but, you know, you said a very powerful thing earlier. You said... People have addictions. People, you know, look at food as a comfort. And that's something that I did. I looked at food as a comfort for me. So now that comfort is gone and I don't look at food that way anymore, I look at food as you have to eat food to live. And that's it. It's not a hobby.
It's just a survival moment.
It's a survival. Yeah, it's not like, you know, you could just, it's not a hobby, it's not like on your free time, like, that's it, like, food is to survive, And that's a really good thing to think about. I mean, oh my gosh, I hope like therapists don't come after me for that.
It's good, but you also want to encourage people that look, healthy food is also tasty.
Yes.
It's also enjoyable. Yeah.
Well, that's what I learned.
It doesn't have to be french fries and cheese every fucking day.
You sound like my mom. I can't.
Mom.
Yeah, I've been eating like french fries for the past week. She's like, and today she's like, I made you cauliflower rice. French fries are not your life. I'm like, excuse me? What? Like, I don't know.
Right, like, what do you mean french fries aren't life?
Yeah. No, but it's true. Like, vegetables are good. I mean, even though a potato's a vegetable, but you know, you have to watch how much intake you take in. But
absolutely.
But yeah, so definitely, like, we need to focus on looking at ourselves and being happy at where we are at that time. And it's just, like, so many people struggle with it. You know, fat and skinny. I mean, I feel like people don't look at the skinny people. You know, like,
they
suffer. What?
They're always ignored. You're fine.
Ryan, I used to say that they need to eat a cheeseburger. I'm like, wow, such a shame. They need to eat a cheeseburger. That's not right. Like, that's not good. I'm like, wow, that's fucked up. And, you don't know.
My boyfriend's cousin, she's super skinny, and she's taking these, like, African pills to gain weight. So it's like because I've always been chubby growing up my whole life. So yeah. I always dealt with that.
Yeah.
I just dealt to just deal with it. But like I never took into account like how skinny people felt about themselves. Because
exactly.
I felt like, well, we're trying to look like you.
Yeah.
And the whole time you're trying to look like us. So what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean there's also times though where like they feel like they're fat. Like mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, anorexia comes from. They look in the mirror and they see a fat person. They see someone that's huge. So
yeah. They
just don't eat. And it's like crazy to me because there was this, oh my, I don't know what it was. It was that wrestling show. It was WWE. It was Total Divas. Yeah. Or something. The Divas or whatever. And one of them, she had, like, the red hair. I never watched the show, but the one day I was, like, flipping through channels, and I think it was on E! And she went to therapy because they were, like, her parents were, like, listen, we're scared for her. She thinks she's fat. So, and she was so skinny. She looked so good. And, and so the therapist was, like, tell me how you look. So she said it. She's, and he was drawing her. So she's like, you know, chubby face, big body, love handles, you know, all this, like big thighs.
What?
Yeah. So she was saying all this stuff. Look it up. It's, whatever the show is, Total Divas or Bella Diva. I don't know. It's not Bella Twins.
Oh, shit.
It's the WWE.
I know what you're talking about. The John Cena's wife and her twin sister. That show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's more, it's like other girls from the WWE.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bella Divas, right? Or whatever.
Something. It's like Divas something. The Bella Twins, they have their own show too, but it's like another show. But anyway, type in like, I think her name's Eva. Anyway, she had red hair, and type in like Eva WWE therapy with body image. Okay. Oh my, I was crying. It was like, oh my God, she told this man how she thought she looked, and then he drew her. So he drew what she thought she looked like, and then he drew what he saw she looked like. Mm-hmm. He put those photos together, and he said, this is what you saw yourself as, and this is what you look like. And she just broke down, and it was like this moment of like, wow, like it's true, like people really have body issues, like they body shame themselves. It's crazy.
And I think, too, with body positivity, it's not even about yourself. It's about other people, too. Like,
well, yeah, other people, too.
If someone's skinny, like, for me, for instance, I'm chubby. If someone's skinny comes up to me and says, oh, my God, I have this, I have that, I have that. instead of me being like, girl, what are you talking about? You know, you're skinny. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. Like, if you think you're fat, then what am I?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. You know, I always used to say stuff like that. But now that I think about it, it's like, instead of just saying that, just compliment someone.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
That will just change their whole night, just change how they feel themselves completely. They may even feel themselves after that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about complimenting other people.
Yeah.
I love giving out a compliment. I love making other people feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because, for one thing, life is already hard enough. But to be so hard on yourself, especially because of the way your body looks like, that's just so sad to me, and it's just such a waste of time. Like, there's just so many other things that could be accomplished than you bringing negativity to your own self about your own body.
Yeah.
Like, all you have is yourself. So,
yeah.
Uplift yourself.
Mm-hmm. And
uplift your body.
And I do feel like our generation really put in work, and we do compliment each other as to, you know, I feel like there was times where we didn't. So that's definitely awesome, because like, even, you know, even if you're wearing something, you know, like a button down outfit, it's like, you know, people just compliment now, and it's like such a great thing. Even if you don't accept it in your head, it's still always nice to get that compliment.
It makes you feel good. And
it does.
You go home, you look at it, and you're like, wow, like,
and you change.
Look like this. I really do have that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I should start looking at this because I am cute to someone else. Because at the end of the day, I feel like the only reason why people aren't body positive is because they're constantly comparing themselves to someone else.
Yes.
And that's just not right. Or not even comparing themselves, or just trying to prove themselves to another individual. And
yeah.
That's not right.
It's not.
That's just not right.
You should be doing everything you do for yourself, because you want to do
it. For yourself.
Yeah. And that's something that I feel like everyone should follow.
And let me tell the ladies something, because I'm going to get to the men, but let me say something to the ladies,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Men don't care if you have a big-ass, flat-ass, no kids, big tits. It's about how you carry yourself. It's about how they know that you look at yourself. Like, how can you expect someone to love you if you don't love yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. You have to. People like confidence. People gravitate towards confident people.
Yeah. Yep.
So just own it. Yeah, I got love handles. And what? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah,
period.
I have a big butt. So what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just be who you are. Be yourself. Embrace what you have. Embrace what you don't have. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You were made how you were made for a reason.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to change, enhance, or whatever, that's fine. I'm all about pro-choice in all aspects.
Mm-hmm. So being happy with yourself and being happy in your body.
I
love it.
If it'll genuinely make you happy about yourself, then do it.
Yeah.
If you're doing it because you're trying to impress someone or prove something to someone or whatever, don't do that, because at the end of the day, you're not going to be happy with yourself because you didn't even consider yourself.
Yep.
Exactly. And that's what I feel like every woman needs to hear.
It is.
And as for men, single for men.
Yeah, same. It is. It's the same.
I don't like abs. I don't like none of that extra shit. I like a real guy, a chubby guy, a guy that likes to eat, a guy that could take me out to eat and put me on some new foods, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I like to eat.
Yeah.
I've always been greedy. So I like that. But it's all about confidence. Like, yeah, I eat this, but I dress nice. And you know what I mean? Like, this is who I am. So what? Like, this is, my stomach just shows you that I eat good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My chubby cheeks tell you that I like to eat. That taste good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like, embrace it,
confident.
Yep. And people gravitate towards that. I can tell when someone's insecure about themselves.
Yeah.
And their body. I can tell.
Yeah. I always could too, just because, like, when I always was, but I feel like when it's time for me to go out and I do go out into public, you will never see me down. You will never catch my insecurity. You will never feel my insecurity because I always keep it where I'm secure. Because I am, honestly, I am secure and I do love.
You are secure.
I do love myself.
Like I was saying before.
Yeah.
Your confidence, the way that I met Georgie, you know what I'm saying? Georgie, when I first met you, you weren't how you were now. Like, at the way that you were now, you were on the bigger side. But it was just a simple fact that you didn't even give a fuck. You were like, this is me. I like to eat. I like to do this. I like to do that. I don't like this. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And that's what made me gravitate towards you.
Yeah.
Is because of that confidence.
Thank
you.
I love that. Thank you.
And I will say it over and over and over again.
And that's
the confidence that you have that gives other people the confidence, because you can help and inspire other people. Like,
I can,
you don't give a fuck and you're okay and da-da-da-da-da.
It's true.
Other people are going to be that way too. And that's what we need, because we don't need more people getting surgery and having all these fucking ant bodies.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies. The ant bodies are not cutting it. The little size and the big ass, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. And I know that you're not doing it for yourself, because why?
Well, yeah, and exact. When it comes to that stuff, like, you could tell when they're not doing it for themselves. But, you know, and like you said, like, with me, like, even though when I was bigger, I still brought my confidence. And it was because, like, I've always loved myself. And I feel like that's an issue where it's like, all right, maybe you're too confident. Like, sometimes I'll be like, all right, you're just, you're too confident. And it's, like, very overwhelming. But it's good. I know. There is no such thing. And it's good to be like that, because if not, people will stomp all over you. It's just facts.
And then they'll know that they can body shame you because you'll allow it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I grew up with crooked teeth. My two front teeth were crooked. One tooth was on top of the other.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Until I was 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
From when I was born to 19, do you think that someone ever said something to me about my tooth being like that? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because I was confident in myself. I didn't give a fuck. I knew that despite...
I never...
So fucking cute.
Yeah, can I tell you something? I've never seen your teeth. Until you showed them to me. Until you said, look, I'm getting, what did you get, braces or what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like, I'm getting, and I was like, oh my, I didn't even see that. But it's because the way you show yourself, but you were also always the kind where it's like, all right, don't even say one thing because I already know what I'm going to say back. And
yeah, I'll just curse you the fuck out. Yeah. That's just how I was going. I was just very excited. Like,
and that's right, good, because
me,
yeah, yeah, and you brought that confidence where it was always like, I don't give a shit what you have to say. I'm fine with who I am and what I look like, so I really don't give a shit. And
the thing is, I did give a shit. Mm-hmm. I never liked my teeth.
Yeah,
ever. But at that point, it was just like, what can I do?
Exactly. Like, except for just.
Like, I'm just gonna just put myself down constantly because of the way my people are like,
yep.
No, I can't. You can't live like that.
Exactly.
You have to know who you are, and not only know who you are, let other people know who you are.
Yep.
So that they can't say nothing about you.
Mm-hmm.
You won't allow that negativity to even affect you because you know who you are. So
I love it.
Yeah, that's just it.
Yep.
That's just it. And I'm a people person. Like, I love seeing people happy.
Yep.
I don't like to see people putting themselves down. Like, I could be so insecure, and I'll tell the next person, you're this, and you're that, because I know it'll make them feel better.
Exactly.
No matter what
I'm
going through.
Of course. I love that. All right, so let's have our final moments and our final thoughts. So, I'll go first. So, with our final thoughts for today, regarding body positivity, is to just love yourself wherever you are at. we are on a journey in our life. And, you know, I hate to say like a journey in our life, but it's true. In our life, there's so many things. There's so many things that happen. I mean, look, we're in a pandemic right now. There's so many things that could happen. Be happy in where you are. Be happy in the life you have. There's so many people that don't have what we have. There's so many people that wish they looked like what you looked like. And
preach.
It's just something where it's like, be happy. Love yourself. And that's something that once I found that in my life, it was like the skies opened up and like my life was just so much better. And now, like, you know, yes, we talked about how, you know, some parts of my body I, you know, don't really care for, but you cannot tell me nothing. I love myself. I love my body and I love the progress I'm in. And that's that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about you?
Yeah, just at the end of the day, the best thing you could do for yourself is take care of yourself and love yourself. And when I say take care of yourself, I mean just eat healthy, put good things into your body, and work on the things that, if you really are so insecure about something about your body, just work on it. And if not, you know what I mean? Just accept it for what it is. Don't beat yourself up about it.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, everything is constantly changing. All, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
This 2020, the fat asses are in. Yeah. Who's to say what's going to happen in 2030 with the flat ass being again?
I know. And wait, like, what about lips, too? If this year, are lips going down? I don't know. Who knows?
I have no idea. So but just, it'll change, I'm sure.
So just love,
so it's just like,
you know.
Yeah, love yourself.
And love the moment you that you're in.
Exactly. Be confident in yourself. And at the end of the day, enjoy your life.
Uh-huh.
Like, try to separate yourself from your physical body.
Yep.
Because your physical body means nothing, especially when you, you know, die.
Yep.
That means nothing. All that matters is the memories. Is the love, is the friendships. That's all that matters.
Yep.
So your body is just, this is just your shell. You can have insecurities, but take care of your shell.
Exactly.
You can always improve. You can always gain weight. You can always lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something. I don't want to hear, oh, I can't do this. Not. No, you can.
You can. Mm-hmm.
And you will if you put your mind to it.
Yep.
And that's all that I have to say. Just love yourself. Love your body. Just always, when you look at yourself in the mirror, just find one thing that you like about yourself. Whether it's the same thing every fucking day, say that every day then.
Yep.
But be positive on yourself. Be positive on your body. You know, it just will be, it'll just make your life easier for you.
100%.
And that's just it.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on. I am 4 glasses in. How are you doing?
You're one step ahead of me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to, like, because I don't want to get too drunk because I
know.
Feel it.
I know. No, me too. You could all find me on my social media, which is Social Blend Pod on Instagram. Also on Twitter, which is also Social Blend Pod. And on Facebook, you could like my page, and that is The Social Blend Podcast. Thank you so much, Ryan, for coming on. I love you so much.
Thank you. Stay, I love you more.
I love you so much. Stay on the line. And thank you, everyone, so thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in. And I will catch you next week. Bye.
Yeah, thank you. We love you.